Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
This is Stairway to Heaven on TalktainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. I'm Evangelist Patricia Smith. This is Women on a Mission in Spirit and Truth. Joining me is Evangelist Terry Ellison and Evangelist Doris Jones. Just remember, the Redeemer lives. I'm Evangelist Patricia Smith. And here today, I have the ladies from the community, Minister Doris Jones Thomas, to join us in our series, our second part series on why Christian believers are not walking in the healing promise that God has given them. And today, we're going to finish up on our second series of this. It's so much we went through a lot of scriptures last week on it, and we're going to touch down some more scriptures. And also how we have walked through the healing process ourselves, and we're still going through the healing process ourselves. So what we want you to do, if you feel that you want to be in this conversation, please give us a call at 1-877-932-9766 to talktainmentradio.com. Well, good evening, and we're going to talk about healing. Now, I remember in the scripture which says that he had died for our iniquities and our sins, and we are healed by his stripes. So I went and I looked it up more about that. After we hit a song by the McDonald Sisters, it says, "Give it up." Give up some of the things that we did in order to listen to what he says to us in his word. And he promised us in his word that we are healed and that we can be healed. But a lot of times we don't do that. We take things on our own to just do what we feel we do, and we wonder why things are not happening in our life. And what we want to talk about today is the Christian believer. Now, there are Christians, but then we want to talk about the believer. So when we talk about the believer, we're talking about the one that really believe, that get in their word, know that word, and believe that word, and use that word, and possess that word. But if you're not, then it's not going to work for you. But a believer, we want to know, why aren't the believers being healed like he said, you're already healed? There are times in my life, times in other people's lives, that we think that we can handle it, that we can do it. But God is saying, what is my word saying about this situation? Did you go to my word? Did you search the word? Did you search what I'm saying about that you're healed? Walk in it. So today we're going to discuss more on that. Minister Doris here, she's going to talk about some things on here, and we're going to continue with this conversation. Please call us at 877-932-9766.
Good evening. Tonight we're going to talk about in the Bible that we cannot say that God never told us to use doctors or anything and stuff. That's not what we're talking about.
Right.
But Luke, in the Bible, he was to believe to be a physician.
Right.
And so God had chosen a doctor to help him even write the New Testament. God has gifted believers as well as unbelievers with the ability to study medicine and to, be able to help heal people too. So if you say, okay, Doris, what do I do? Yes, you got to pray, you got to believe, but you still have to go to a doctor, because I believe, you know, that God absolutely gives people the ability to study the Bible, you know, and stuff, and still go to the doctor. Now, there's a new thing coming on, talk about holistic medicine. It is a medical philosophy of what I believe, what I use.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, it helps to heal the whole body. God wants to heal our mind, he wants to heal our body and our spirit.
Right.
So when we're talking about, okay, how do I believe, you know, that God is going to heal me? And through holistic medicine, which is through the Lord, he's going to heal you. But as Evangelist Patricia says, you know, you got to believe the word. You got to get into your word so that God can give you that understanding and that discernment of what's good for you. Just like with me and stuff. I have stage 4 cancer. Okay, cancer now is a billion-dollar industry. People die every day. The doctors don't have all your answers, but God does. And so when I pray about this, okay, I believe the word, but I still have to take ownership of my own healing.
Right, right.
Of the things that the doctors tell me. So then I have to use discernment, which is the word, to help me so that I won't make terrible decisions about all my diagnosis and all my treatments, because sometimes, you know, so they give you treatments, but it's not really good for you. And so then you have to make that initial discernment and go to God and say, God, do I want them to give me this, or should I do this particular thing? But you also have to use common sense along with the word, because, you know, they was giving me some things that I didn't need for my body. And it was constantly making me sick. And so then I had to pray and ask God, because when you got cancer, you can't just toss the coins and say, oh, well, you know, or the doctors may say, oops, I made the wrong decision on that. Okay? And so then that puts your body into a big whirlwind. And so for me, when you are a believer, you have to believe the word of God. And like, I go to the word of God just like if I would take some medicine. I take it 3 times a day. That means that in the morning, I'm getting up praying. In the afternoon, I'm praying. In the evening, I'm praying.
Yes,
and I'm
yes.
staying in my word yes. because with cancer, it's no joke. You can't play around with it. Because if you do anything that's outside of being, you know, like different treatments and stuff that the doctors do tell you to do, you will be in a terrible situation. So I trust God today. I believe God today. And regardless of what they tell me, I believe that today I'm going to get healed. I'm going to be healed. I am healed.
Yes.
I'm going to outlive that they say, oh, Doris, you know, you might, you know, expire here or expire there. But guess what? I continue on believing God. I keep on going forward in the word.
Right,
I keep going
right.
forward in my ministry. I'm not going to stop that because of cancer. I'm not. And so today, in Philippians 4:6, it says, be anxious for nothing.
Right, right.
Be anxious for nothing, but in all things by prayer and supplication to God.
Absolutely.
And so today, that's what I'm doing. I'm not going to sit up and worry. I'm not going in a corner somewhere. God said, don't worry. I got you. I got to believe that. I got to believe that God says, don't worry. Don't be anxious. Don't be sitting up feeling sorry for yourself. If I have unforgiveness in my heart for somebody, God, please reveal it to me. Because unforgiveness stagnates your healing.
That's true.
So
That's true.
You have to believe God, believe the word, and know that today I am going to be healed. I am trying to walk in my healing. Is it hard? Absolutely. I don't want to die. Do you know how many people die from cancer per day,
mm-hmm,
per month,
mm-hmm.
and per week?
Absolutely.
It's a lot.
It's absolutely. And I like the scripture where it says in John 16:23, it says, I have said these things to you that in me, you will have peace. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. So we know that even though we're just passing through this world, we're going to have some afflictions, we're going to have some sicknesses and stuff, but God said, you don't have to live like that. You don't have to own it. Don't take ownership in it, even though you have it. Whatever it is, it could be diabetes, high blood pressure, whatever it could be, don't take ownership. Rebuke it. Bind it up. Plead the blood of Jesus on it, even though it hurt. I have a problem with my back. My back hurts, especially when I get to walking. Every time I walk, I have to plead the blood and tell Satan, get thee behind me. These are the things that we as believers, because the word tells us that. If you have a problem, plead the blood. Call on Jesus. Call on him to help you to get rid of that. I also like the scriptures in Revelation 2:25. It says, hold until I come, saith the Lord. Don't allow it to overcome you. Focus on the promise. Now, in his word, if he say, I promise that you're healed, and I know that you're healed, we need to walk in that. Why don't we do it? Because we allow our senses. We allow our 5 senses to tell us, oh, that hurts. Oh, that don't look right. Oh, this is wrong. This is it. But God is saying, focus on me. Keep your eye straight on the prize. Keep your eye on me. So as long as we do that, we can heal. We are healed. But if we go around with a sorrow face, if we go around with our head hanging down, woe is me, or laying in the bed, like she said, and not getting up, moving around, then you're gonna be there. But God said, that's not what I promised you. That's not what I have for you. I have for you health, wealth, good life. And that's what he wants us to have. So we got to continue to walk in that way.
Yes, because in John 3:2, it says, beloved, I wish
right.
everything, above all things,
right.
that you may be in good health and prosper as your soul prospers.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll be right back. Play for our program today, because it's Jesus and me. It's you and Jesus, nobody else. There's nobody else that can help you to get rid of the things that you're going through in your body, your pain, your ailments, your affliction. Only Jesus can help you to do that. Evangelist Doris Jones, what do you think about the people that have been in church for 20, 30 years and they'll come up to you and they'll say to you, well, you know, I've been had this ailment for 10 years and look like God wants me to keep it because he ain't took it away from me. What do you think about that? Give me some of your insight on that, because I've heard people say that.
Well, this is the way I look at life today. Like I can only go on the things that's going on in my life.
Right,
but when I see other Christians, like really letting the enemy feed into their spirit, you know, that they can't make it, or, oh, you know, all I need to do is sit at home. Okay, this is my philosophy of life through Christ.
Right.
I'm not giving up. I'm going to keep moving. I may hurt sometimes. I'm not sitting around complaining. Don't nobody know what's going on with me unless I tell them.
That's true.
So if you sit up and you want to have a pity party with yourself, then that's fine. And so that's why us, especially Christian and a community of believers, we begin to just feel sorry for ourselves. There's a lot of work out here to do. There's a lot of things that we could be doing. We could be doing so many different things, because once you don't concentrate on really what's going on with you, that's why then you can move forward. You can move forward in God, you know, so you can help somebody else and stuff. Because people say, oh, Miss D, you know what? I didn't even know you were sick. Because if I sit and I concentrate on what the enemy is trying to do within my mind, we got to move forward from a victim consciousness with the enemy and move forward to a victory.
That's right. Absolutely.
And quit sitting down, not being a victorious believer. I believe that if we sit down, and that's what the enemy wants us to do, and then other believers going to say, wow, I thought that we serve a God that can do this and that. Well, if you sit around and whine and complain all the time, who wants to serve that kind of God?
You hit a great point there, because that is so important. That is so important for us as believers to, when we meet other people, when other people talk to us, it's so important for us to let them see what God has done in our life. Like you said, we may be hurting. We may be having a pain here and there. But we don't say, oh, woe is me. We say, but God has healed me. I'm healed. And we need to walk in that confidence, walk in knowing that he did it, because that's going to help somebody else. Basically, we're here for somebody else. We're not even here for ourselves. So if we continue to do that and have that kind of an attitude toward what's going on in our life, then we're going to eventually help and give somebody else the encouragement that they can keep going on too. Okay, at this time we got the song by Bishop Larry Trotter. Said, this is only a test, because it's only a test. It's only a test. And these pains and this affliction and stuff, God knows the end. He knows the beginning and he knows the end. And he said he will take care of us. He said he will not leave us comfortless, which he left the Holy Spirit. And I believe on my daily walk, when I'm walking, I have to ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, help me to get out of this bed. Help me to move these legs. Help me to, the pain is in my back. Help me not to hurt. Those are the things that I have to say and ask the Holy Spirit for his help. And I believe as a believer, he left us that to do that. But if you're just a Christian and you're not doing it, then it's not going to help you. But a believer uses the Holy Spirit, because he said he left us a comforter. Minister Doris, I hear a lot of people also saying, and I want to help somebody today. If you feel like this is interesting or you want to talk about it, tell us something, please call us at 1-877-932-9766 at talktainmentradio.com, and we'll be glad to answer some questions for you. As far as people that are out there that are sick and going through all these trials and tribulations, what is a key word? What is something key do you think we as believers could say to them right now that will help them to even get through this day, to get through the next minute, to get through the next hour, whatever? Is there anything you got to, you could say that will help them?
First of all, you as an individual,
mm-hmm.
you are a spirit.
Yes.
You live in this body.
Yes.
And you have a soul and a mind. You have emotions.
Yes.
But number one thing is about it is that you're an amazing and uniquely designed person. And when you are a believer, you want to do the thing that God wants you to do.
Yes.
And
yes.
that is to help other believers. Because God said, love each other.
Absolutely.
So when you love yourself and you love God, you want other people to know that God is a healer.
Yes,
because
he
made
yes,
you
he
so
is.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
He made you so resilient
yeah,
to move
yeah,
forward.
Yeah,
you know, just like with me. Yes, some things are going on, but guess what? I know that I'm going to have to change my diet. I had
yeah,
to do this. I had
absolutely.
To do that.
Absolutely.
That's just basically common sense.
Absolutely.
But God made us so resilient within ourselves because our spirit, along with our emotions,
yes.
all these things help to heal us.
Yes.
And then and stuff, when we're out there still moving for God and doing the things for God and helping young people and helping, you know, other people that are sick and, you know, that heals you.
Absolutely.
Because you're not really concentrating on yourself.
Absolutely.
You know, you know, like even taking care of someone else that's sick.
Yeah.
You know, that helps build your inner man and your inner spirit.
That's a non-selfish act. And as a believer, you're not supposed to have a selfish act. Selfishness has nothing to do with in a believer's life. Now, if you're just a Christian and you're just walking and doing everything what everybody else is doing, but if you're a true believer, that selfishness cannot be there. It can't be there if you're a true believer because God says, don't be selfish. You got to give to even if you don't feel like doing it, even if you don't feel like talking about it, even if you don't feel like going to visit somebody, even if you don't feel like getting on the phone and saying, oh, I don't want to hear her mouth. God said, it ain't about you. Help that person. You don't know the one word out of your mouth can help that person to be able to sleep that night. One prayer with that person can help that person to be able to deal with what they got to deal with over the period of time. So the scripture, like I said, in Revelations 2:25 says, hold, he said, hold on until I come. Hold on to his faith. Hold on to what he said. Hold on to his promise. Hold on and watch what God would do. And I believe that. I use it. I work it every day. Yes, a lot of times I want to give up. A lot of times I'm tired, and I'll tell my husband, I'm tired. But he'll say to me, don't give up. Just got to keep pushing. You got to keep on fighting. And that's what I do. But sometimes we get a little weak. But God has given us all these scriptures in the Bible to tell us you are already healed. You don't have to walk in condemned. You are not a condemned person as if you're a believer. So we have to study that. We have to believe that. We have to walk in that. So let us continue as we go on this journey, because it's only a journey, we're only passing through, that we can help somebody else. We can help the neighbor down the street, the person, the child in the church, the child on our job, anybody that need a good word of encouragement out of your mouth to say, our God is a healer, and he will heal you. Amen. So I thank you today. But our next series, I just want to touch down on that. Our next series is going to be talking about why Christian believers are not walking in the wealth that God has promised us. We walk around, woe is me, I'm poor, I ain't got this, I ain't got that. We're struggling around trying to get here and there to get a little penny. God said, I will take care of you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. But do you believe that? And if you're a believer, you will believe it. Thank you for joining us today.
Amen.
And remember, by his stripes, we are healed.
The problem that I have. idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Empowerment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Tune in Thursday and Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and listen to the classic episodes of The Chosen with Ron Mills. The Chosen is the highly acclaimed program that exposes hidden secrets and mysteries, the paranormal and supernatural. Hear the best of the weird and the strange on The Chosen with Ron Mills, Thursday and Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't miss The Chosen with Ron Mills on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. Listen, if you dare. Listen, if you dare.
Have you ever wished you could spend more time with your kids, or maybe quality time with your spouse, when you can actually have an uninterrupted conversation? Do you owe your dad a little catch-up time? Well, it's time to reconnect, and no activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing. I mean, think of all the great experiences you had as a kid when you went boating or fishing. Well, guess what? It's still great. Boating and fishing are the perfect opportunities for your family to get away, to talk, to laugh, to create new memories. So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you. If you haven't been on the water in a while and you're not sure where to start, or if you just like to have some helpful tips for your next trip, please visit TakeMeFishing.org. This has been a public service of TalkTainment Radio. .com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Can we say another one?
Every year, June marks the beginning of two busy seasons, summer and wedding season. If you are legally changing your name, you need to apply for a replacement Social Security card reflecting your new name. This is easier to fix now when you first change your name than years from now when you retire. So go to our website at www.socialsecurity.gov/SS number or call us at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-0778, to find out what specific documents you need to change your name and apply for a replacement card.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-244-48.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
This is Evangelist Patricia Smith, and here with me are the women from the community, Evangelist Terry Ellison and Minister Doris Jones Thomas. And we're here talking about why Christian believers are not walking in the healing that God has promised them. We had did a series on it last week, and we said we want to do a part two on this week, and that's what we're here today, to do the part two, to see if there's anybody out there that we can possibly help or understand what we've been going through and how God has brought us through it all. Ladies, thank you for joining me today. And yeah. I know it's hot out there, but it's okay. I love it. It's a good day.
Yeah.
But I want your concerns on, what do you think? Why aren't believers? Now, we are not Christian. Everybody can say they're Christian. But we're talking about believers here. We're talking about somebody that really believe that God died on the cross for our sins. Well, give me some thought on that, what you think.
I feel when you are a believer and you really believe in God's word, well, then you will be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Because his word says that he will heal us.
Mm-hmm.
He's able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
He's able to do all things. And
right.
his word tells us what he's able to do.
Right.
So if you don't listen, or follow what his word says, then you won't get healed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process that you have to do for
okay.
him.
Okay.
And that's follow what his word says.
Okay.
And today we're going to be talking about the holistic medicine approach. A lot of people really don't know it, and they don't know what that consists of. But the holistic medicine approach is about treating the whole person.
Mm-hmm.
That means that this approach is really increasing in mainstream today. And it's about treating the whole person. That means you treat the spirit, you treat the soul, you treat the mind, and you treat the emotions.
Okay.
And so when we talk about holistic medicine, it's basically getting back to using different herbs, vitamins, thinking about our health. And years ago when we were coming up, we never ate processed food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mother had a garden, you know, and stuff. My father's and them, they went fishing. So,
right.
so now that this organic eating has come about, it's also something that people kind of let die for a minute, because the mainstream America wanted us to buy into the restaurants, eat hamburgers, french fries, hot dog. These things are not good for our bodies. Okay? And
but
so
they taste good.
I know they taste good.
But
the holistic approach today is that our bodies are getting so many different diseases from all this stuff, from all your fast foods, from a whole bunch of different things that our body just really, really is rejecting. And so now that the holistic approach comes, it's like being aware
okay.
of what we put in our bodies.
Okay.
And of course, the black community in all our stores, we're getting all secondhand foods, all kind of old garbage and stuff. Half the foods, you take them home, they don't even last a week. And so now, you know, we have to re-educate our mind as a black community and begin to eat right, because we're not going to live a long period of time now. Our life expectancy now is moving, getting shorter and shorter.
Absolutely.
And so as God gives us knowledge and information, everything we need is in the Bible. But you have to search things out for yourselves so that you won't end up like some of us. Our bodies just rejected it. And then what they pumping into our community,
mm-hmm.
in our stores, in all these fast foods. And we know only certain things, like the little side stores and stuff. They don't care. They pump anything into our community. And so when God opens your eyes and you begin to read the words, and then you'll know what holistic means. Holistic is getting back to the natural way of eating.
And that's so true. I like that holistic concept that they have today. But here's the problem that I see with some people, and maybe you might see it too. I don't know if you see it or not. But what I see is, because we have been doing this for all these many of years.
Absolutely.
I can't just eat lettuce. I just can't eat organic. I'm used to having my whatever.
Right.
And that made me happy. That made me full. But it's hurting you too.
Absolutely.
How do we get to the older generation, which is us,
yeah,
which I had to learn. I like bologna. I do. I love bologna. And every now, I can't eat it all the time, but every now and then I'll make me a bologna sandwich.
Right.
But there are people who, they can't stop. You have an issue on that?
It's a process.
Okay.
That people have to put in their mind,
okay,
and look at what their bodies are going through,
mm-hmm,
what other people's are going through.
Right.
But I also say that we're not paying attention to what all these floods are doing to the cattle, doing to the pigs, doing to the fruits, doing to the vegetables,
mm-hmm,
and there's pushing them through for us to still eat.
Right.
In them floods is dead bodies, is dead cats, is dead different things are
right,
in there.
Right.
And they're still selling them through the meat and stuff through all the floods,
mm-hmm,
and the
right,
meat that they're
right,
having.
Right.
So it's the process that we have to put in our mind and our heart to look at ourselves, the things that our body's going through, the changes that our body's going through, the changes you see these young kids are going through.
Right, right.
So it's a lot going on, and we need to take time now, all of us do, to really see what we are eating today. Read
right,
the labels,
right,
what they're giving us to eat.
Right. And then also, if you think about it, you talk about eating, since we're talking about the food and holistic,
mm-hmm,
if you notice all those fast food restaurants, what do they always say? Two for
$4.
A dollar for a sandwich. That's not good. So it's killing you. And they think, oh, we got a deal. I'm going to go to McDonald's and get me 5 hamburgers for a dollar. But it's killing you.
This is the trick that McDonald's fast foods are doing to us. They're dangling in the kids' face. Mommy,
right,
grandma,
right.
I want the 2 for $4. Mm-hmm. I want to go to Wendy's. I want to go to McDonald's. Well, they're making money off of our bodies,
that's
and we're getting
doing
sick for what we're eating.
Right.
Absolutely. Because I know, like, now, the younger generation, you'd be surprised. Like, my grandson, he is a total vegan.
Okay.
And
that's good. That's
he
good.
Stays strict because a lot of times, all I do anyway is cook a lot of vegetables, you know,
right,
because
right,
back in the day, we had more vegetables.
Right, right.
We ate good.
Absolutely.
Now, they talking about organic. We ate organic.
That's all we had.
We just
organic
got away from it.
Right.
And start eating and making all these people rich today.
Absolutely.
With us buying stuff that's not good for us.
Absolutely.
So we have to get out of those mindsets.
That's what it is.
And
it's a mindset.
Like you
it
said,
is.
Evangelist Terry,
mm-hmm,
that we have to get those mindsets.
Yes, you're
we've
right.
We've got to, everything
you're
is a process.
Right.
But today, we're saying that holistic medicine, we have to deal with the whole body, because God designed our bodies even to heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
Our bodies can heal itself, but if we put all this garbage and trash and junk in it, it's no way our bodies can heal itself. And
okay,
so
I have a question for you too, Minister Doris. You say holistic medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how would a person go and get holistic medicine? I don't
no.
understand it.
Well,
help
excuse
explain
me.
That to me. Explain the
it's a
audience.
Medical philosophy. It's
okay.
A lifestyle.
Okay, okay.
Because we can heal, God can heal us.
Right.
There's things that our body does to heal.
Absolutely.
Heal
I believe that. I believe that.
But we're not aware of the things that we're eating.
Mm-hmm.
So the holistic approach is just coming to a consciousness,
mm-hmm,
of eating correctly.
Okay.
Being careful what we put
okay
in our body.
That makes sense. Okay.
You know, eat more more things like, you know, healthy choices.
Right.
Making healthy choices.
Right.
That's what I want to say. Thank
okay
you, God.
Okay.
Making healthy choices with
right
our eating.
Right.
Because what we eat, you know, the old saying is,
you are what
you
eat.
Are what
and that's the
you
truth
eat.
And that's the truth.
And so that's the same way with anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So in today,
that holistic approach, making great choices.
Okay, okay.
Making sure that when we do get diseases, look it up.
Right.
We are such a people that will not research what is going on with our bodies.
That is so true.
And God gives us the ability.
Absolutely.
To go and read and research.
Find out what's going on.
What's good for me. Absolutely. Just like with the cancer that I have. I know that this, this, and this is what I need to do. So that's what I'm going to do.
Right, right.
I'm not going to sit up there and, you know,
ignore it. Right.
That's going to feed the cancer.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
I need things that's going to kill it.
That's right. Absolutely.
Because it's wrapped around my large intestine.
Absolutely.
So I'm not going to sit there and constantly eat things that are not healthy.
Absolutely.
For me.
Absolutely.
But I was told I was a diabetic type 2. Well, they tried to get me on insulin, and I said no.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to get me on the pills, I said no. But okay. I asked the doctor, what can I do to not have to take any of that medicine?
Okay.
I had to change my whole eating habits.
Yes.
And I have never, I've been 20-some years, they say type 2, but my numbers say I'm good.
Okay.
So, but that's because I changed the whole eating, the things that I use, all the fried food with the grease. Do I fry some food? Yes, but I do it with olive oil.
Right.
Do I eat fruit? Yes, I do. Do I exercise? Yes, I do.
Absolutely.
Do I eat?
It's a process.
It's a
like
process.
You said. It's good.
And so I am very, very thankful today because diabetes is on both sides of my families. Some of them had limbs taken off. My mm-hmm. grandmother had both. My brother had one. But then I had other family members on my other side of the family. But I feel very good for what I do now, my eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
You think better. You feel better.
Yes.
You're joyful.
Yes.
And if you put the word in with the food,
absolutely.
Then you are blessed.
Absolutely.
And you can move.
Absolutely.
Even though you're walking through different
absolutely.
Ailments.
Absolutely.
So I stand on eating the proper foods.
And that's why I believe, like we were talking about Revelations 2:25, he says, hold on until I come. So when he say hold on, it's to do the things that you're doing, Evangelist Terry, to eat right, do the things that you're supposed to hold on until I come. He wants us to be happy right here on earth.
Yes.
But if we're going to be miserable and in pain and hurting all the time for the stuff that's unnecessary, I was talking to someone the other day, and I was saying, and they were talking about, I don't know what to do. I said, well, have you went to the Word? What does the Word say about that situation? Drink more water. Do this. Do that. Mm-hmm. But people, like I said, it get so used to doing it this way. I've been doing it for 30 years, but you haven't got anything done differently because you're still going through pain and hurt. Do something different.
But they're not realizing.
Mm-hmm.
They're bringing sickness on their own self.
Absolutely.
Of the things that they put in their body, the things that they eat.
You're right.
And
you're
your
right.
mindset, it keeps playing tricks on you.
You're
oh,
right.
I'm sick. Oh,
yeah.
I'm sick.
Yeah.
You know. But God can do anything.
Oh, yes, he can.
Yes,
yes
but
can.
Fail.
In Philippians 4:6, it says, don't be anxious for nothing.
Absolutely.
But in everything by prayer and supplication.
Everything.
With thanksgiving.
Yes.
Let your requests be known unto me.
Absolutely.
But then sometimes I feel like this.
Mm-hmm.
When we're doing it to ourselves, just like Evangelist Terry just said, we're doing things to ourselves.
Yes, yes.
Let God, sometimes just listen.
Yes.
Use your spirit of discernment.
Yes.
And listen to God. You have to be honest first with yourself.
Absolutely.
When you're going through sickness and you're going through a lot of pain, when that pain hits you, and I know we're all witnesses here, that when that pain hits you, you ain't thinking about nothing but relieving that pain.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's a
and
human
so,
thing.
And so when we get to that point, we have to be able to sit and just be quiet. And just, you know, think on the Word of God.
Yes.
What he says to you for your body. Because I'm telling you, you know, everybody out there, that when you have pain, you got to call somebody. You got to get somebody to help you.
Right. Yes. Right.
And so, for me.
Right.
Don't worry. Don't be anxious. Quit worrying about stuff. God got you. Absolutely. But you got to do some things for yourself. Just like if your car break down,
mm-hmm.
you can stand there and pray all day long for that car to be fixed. But you got to go get some help.
Exactly. And the Bible tells us that we need to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Yes. So what happens is we end up walking in the flesh when we got that pain. Oh, woe is me. Oh, I got to get and take me to Tylenol. I got to. So that's walking in the flesh. But what about the spiritual realm of it? What about saying the blood of Jesus? What about saying, Lord, help me right now. This pain, I can't bear it no more. Make a way so that this pain can go away from me. And he will do it. Yeah. He said, you have not because we ask not. And we got to continue to ask for things that's going on in our lives.
But you know, we get in our own way.
We go
before
it.
Him Tell instead of letting it. Him lead us.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, so we got that's a habit.
Yes.
That we have. Jumping in the front line.
Yes. And we have to be very careful with that as believers. Sometimes you kind of get off stray, get off the road there, and you say, oh, I got to get back in there because something I'm missing here because I know what my God said. I know what he said in his word about me, that I'm already healed, that he died on Calvary for me, that by his stripes I'm healed already. So I got to get that word back into my spirit. Mm-hmm. My spirit, not my flesh, is into my spirit so that I can do that.
But that's why he left the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
To be our guide.
Absolutely.
A lot of people don't even pay attention to
it. Well, a lot of people scared of the Holy Spirit. Some of them scared of it. But that's okay. They got to get through that. Took me a while to learn that, too. I'm a little scared. Who's this Holy Spirit? But once I realized who he was and what he can do for me, I'm always there. There with him. He's by me all the time. Help me, Holy Spirit. I can't find my keys. I can't find my wallet. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he'll lead me back to it. So, you know, but it's a process.
It's a process.
It's a learning as you get older, as you get older into the Lord, as you get more into that word. People say, when you say that, it's like a cliche. Read the word. But it's the truth. Get into God's word and watch what he's going to do and watch what he would say.
But he tells you how to live in his word.
Absolutely. He tells us every day.
Every day.
How to live in his word.
He tells us how to eat.
So in saying that, with the holistic approach, the techniques are researching.
Yes.
Using God's word.
Yes.
Prayer.
Yes.
That's what holistic means. Is
exactly.
To get back to the old process.
Exactly.
That's
And you know what I was thinking too? Now see, this is another thing. Thank you. That should be implemented in the church.
Yeah.
That kind of a program should be implemented in the church.
Absolutely.
Where if you come to church, they should have classes on this is what you should eat. Because a lot of them in there eat, still eating them ham hocks and them chitlins and them whatever.
Yeah.
Leave it alone. But if they do it in the church, at least they're aware.
Yeah.
They won't be like what this one bishop said that they have. He had did over 3,000 funerals in 1 year in his church.
Yeah.
I was like, what? People dying from heart attack, high blood pressure, diabetes, stuff. Yeah. Implement that in your church.
Yeah.
Help your people. You're supposed to be helping.
There are some churches that teach healthy eating.
Okay. Huh?
There are some churches that do teach
healthy eating. And that's the church you should be in, especially if you're having a problem.
Yeah.
You should be in that church that helps you to do it. Because a lot of people, like you say, they forget.
Yeah.
Or either bring in different speakers and stuff. You know, just like your job. And people don't believe in that. You know, you have to have training. You got to keep people abreast on what's going on and what's happening. You know, because we'll go take
classes,
man's word for
everything.
Instead of really actually, you know, using the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
He got everything in there for you.
Everything.
But a lot of time, we don't
listen.
Absolutely.
We got to sit, we got to pray, and we have to listen to the Holy Spirit guide us on what to do.
Because
he surely did it for me.
Absolutely.
So I know that he can do it for people that's been in the church for 20 or 30 years.
Absolutely.
And they up here sick and rolling around and not doing what they're supposed to do.
Right.
So, if you just quiet your spirit,
Quiet your spirit. There it is right there.
And just let the Holy Spirit speak to you.
Yes.
On what to do.
Yes.
And how to do it.
But first, if they take the time to listen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's the thing. If you want to join in this conversation, please give us a call at 1-877-932-9766. TalkTainmentRadio.com. And join in the conversation with the ladies from the community, Evangelist Terry Ellison and Minister Doris Jones Thomas. And continue to be with us on this program. The next program that we're going to be having is why believers are not walking in the wealth that God has promised us. Why are so many poor Christians?
With poor minds.
So that's a good conversation. So please, on our next program, which would be in August.
And don't want to
in
work.
August. What date?
August 9th.
On that subject, why are we walking in poverty? Why are we down and out? Why are we poor? Join us in that conversation on next time that the ladies from the community will be coming here with me today, next time in August 9th on that subject. Because we need to know. I don't want to be wealthy.
Yeah.
Because I want to be wealthy and being able to help somebody.
So
you know,
we built this country.
Yeah.
We built it, so why are we poor?
You know, what is all that? So
and we join the crops so they could eat.
Yeah.
We built the building. So they can eat.
Hello, we showed them how to do it. We really showed them how to use a shovel. But we, you know, that's a good subject, too. So if you're thinking about coming in on August the 9th on our conversation, please come in and call at 1-877-932-9766, talktainmentradio.com. This is Evangelist Patricia Smith, and thank you for joining us this evening. Keep going. Two more minutes. Okay, two more minutes. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming. I really appreciate you coming and helping out with this this series. And I'm hoping that someone heard it. Someone got something out of it. I don't give it just a little bit. They got something out of this healing because we're already healed. We are believers.
Any believer.
You got it. It's yours. It belongs to you.
It is free.
And it's I like that. That's good. And it's free.
It is. We're trying to tell you.
It's free. Thank you. This is McDonald's sister saying, give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up.